patient name Robin Charles, R-O-B-I-N-C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Date of birth 3/21/1980. Date of procedure January 16, 2024. Patient performing Babu Mohan, MD. Referring doctor Amy Williams. Indication gastritis, diarrhea. Procedure performed esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsy, colonoscopy with biopsy. In brackets, incomplete. Description of procedure, informed consent of subject, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, regression, as well as a possible miscellaneous bleeding, This concluded the upper endoscopy exam. The patient was then turned around to proceed with the colonoscopy exam. A distal rectal examination was performed. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced under direct vision to the distal sigmoid. Further advancement was not possible due to inadequate prep. Biopsies from this portion of the sigmoid colon was taken for microscopic colitis. Patient recovered well post-procedure without any complications. Findings: upper endoscopy, Z-line 40 cm, regular, esophagus normal. Stomach inflammation characterized by erythema and mucosal edema was noted in the body and antrum. Biopsies were taken from body separately for Helicobacter pylori and antrum separately for Helicobacter pylori. The inflammation was mild to moderate and scattered in appearance. Duodenum normal, biopsies taken for celiac disease. Colonoscopy exam. Procedure incomplete due to poor prep. Maximum extent reached. Distal sigmoid colon. Biopsies taken from sigmoid colon for microscopic colitis. Impression. Gastritis. Incomplete colonoscopy due to poor prep. Plan. Follow up in the office to discuss biopsy results. Start taking PPI 40 mg daily. Avoid NSAIDs. Repeat colonoscopy at next available date with extended bowel prep regimen. End of dictation.